This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yay, he took the scenic route. We're switching to politics now. But Senator Bernie Sanders got to his long-anticipated destination today, endorsing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for president. Yes, she had racked up enough delegates long ago, but Bernie does have something that Hillary needs. In fact, he has millions of things she needs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
First things first, this isn't about the money, although Clinton will certainly take it.
We accept $20, $27 donations too, you know.
A nod there to the millions of Sanders supporters who floated his campaign with their small donations.
You know, she doesn't have a money problem, but she has more of an image problem.
That's Ray LaRaja at the University of Massachusetts. What Clinton really needs are Bernie's energized supporters.
Especially young people. They're hard to track down. And the Bernie campaign has tracked them down.
As in an estimated 5 million email addresses. Just the thing to help Clinton connect with and potentially lure all those Sanders supporters. Luis Calderon used to work for the Sanders campaign, but is now at nonpartisan Rock the Vote.
I think that list contains a lot of people that were not your traditional Democrats. There's a lot of independents in that list. There are a lot of people who are coming into the political process for the very first time.
But not everyone on that list just wants their data handed over.
You know what? We're not for sale. And don't give us away.
Karen Higgins is a co-president of National Nurses United, early Sanders supporters.
So unless you're willing to call everybody and ask them on that donor list, I personally don't think you have the right to give it away to anybody else.
No word yet on how that's going to play out. But it's common for campaigns to pool donor lists behind one nominee. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.